We're rolling, by the way, and we're just going to go ahead and start. And I want you, if you wouldn't mind, just giving me like a count to 10 or 5, just so I get a good level from you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, that's good. All right, so what we can do is just tell me a little bit about, just give me the, you know, when you called me, what you told me.
Okay. The Alabama Partners for Clean Air have issued a code red air quality alert effective immediately for Jefferson and Shelby counties. All of our air pollution monitors for particle pollution are currently in the red zone, and that's due primarily to smoke being carried by the wind from the wildfires down in southern Georgia and Florida.
You said all of these monitoring stations are red. That never happens.
No, this is a highly unusual situation, and it's also a very dangerous situation, especially for the groups of people that are most at risk, Steve, and that includes children, the elderly, outdoor workers, and anyone with a pre-existing heart disease or lung disease. So this affects a pretty broad cross-section of the population.
I walked outside this morning, and I thought to myself, oh, someone must be burning trash or something, or maybe there's a wildfire nearby, but that's not the case. This is happening. This is coming in all the way from, what, South Georgia and northern Florida?
Yes, it is. Yeah. The wind direction is coming from the southeast this morning, which is somewhat unusual for the Birmingham area. And, you know, it's just sent our air pollution readings literally through the roof.
How bad is this stuff for you?
It's quite dangerous. You know, especially, you know, if someone has emphysema or chronic bronchitis or you know, a heart disease. You know, this could you know, seriously affect their health. You know, we could have, you know, people showing up at the emergency rooms. What we're suggesting people do is stay indoors. And no heavy exertion, no heavy exercise, no heavy work. People just need to, you know, sort of take it easy today and stay indoors to, you know, try to cut down their exposure to the high levels of particle pollution.
And obviously, you know, the air in our area, not pristine to begin with. I mean, we're talking about particle pollution issues, and we were in the moderate range anyway for ozone as well today. So those
right.
are the other factors that we have to take into consideration.
That's correct. And there are, you know, in addition to people, you know, protecting their personal health, there are activities, actions people can take to, you know, try to keep pollution levels, you know, lower, as low as we can. You know, obviously no lawn mowing today. You know, try to avoid unnecessary travel. Don't sit and idle in drive-through lanes. You know, park the car and go inside. Combine errands. You know, if you've got several errands that you absolutely have to do today, make them all in one trip. Those are some actions people could take to, you know, try to keep the air pollution level lower than it otherwise would be.
How long do you suppose this is going to last?
We've issued the alert for the rest of the day. It looks like we've got a front coming through overnight, which should, you know, change around the wind direction and also clear out our air mass. So by tomorrow, you know, there's no guarantee, but we're expecting things to be fine by tomorrow. But this is a very dangerous situation that we have today.
And the cold front comes through, and I think will bring some rain chances to our area as well. A pretty parched landmass right now we are.
Right. Yeah. It should clear things out really well for us by tomorrow if the forecast holds.
All right. Air quality alert code red for the rest of the day for the Birmingham Metro. Voris Williams, thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, Voris, would you tell me, give me your official title over there.
Air quality coordinator.
Coordinator.
And you can say I'm with Alabama Partners for Clean Air or the Regional Planning Commission, whichever. You know, Alabama Partners for Clean Air probably better.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, very good. That was very good, and I think short and succinct, and I think we got it. So
right.
we'll put this on the website, and we're efforting right now to get that website changed to include red.
Thank
so.
You, Steve.
All right, Voris, thanks for calling me
Appreciate
back.
Appreciate your help.
You got it, man. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.